Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Data and AI with Mukundan podcast. Today's episode, I want to talk about how we can use AI to turn Python code into an emotionally engaging blog post. Right. So welcome back. And if you're a developer, content creator, or someone who just wants to communicate technical work without sounding like a robot, this one's for you. Today, I want to take you behind the scenes of a project that I built recently. It's called Code2Story Pro. It's a tool that turns Python code into emotionally resonant blog posts using GPT-4. So this episode isn't just about automation. It's also about storytelling, right? So you write something really amazing, super amazing code, but you need to be able to tell a story from it. And that's the goal here. Because your code can be only good as, what it's trying to tell, right? Like you should be able to explain what you've written. Especially this is for people who are busy. It's basically about connecting through code without needing to manually explain every single line. So, In this episode, I'll walk you through the problem that we're trying to solve and why traditional methods of documentation just doesn't cut it anymore. And we'll see how this tool works, the story behind building it, and where I think this is all headed next. Right? So why do we need Code2Story Pro? Let's start with the problem. Think about the last time that you wrote some code. Maybe it was for a class project, maybe for work, maybe even a hackathon. So you wrote it, you shipped it, you committed it. And maybe if you are lucky, you wrote a one-line comment or a README. Now, fast forward 3 months. A teammate at work, or maybe your classmate at school, or even a recruiter or your future self is looking at the same code and they're stuck. Because code, while powerful, it doesn't explain why. Because, well, people are busy. We don't always have the time to write compelling documentation, let alone full-fledged blog posts. But we know how valuable those posts are. They help us reflect. They help others learn. They can be your best work portfolio, right? And that's where Code2Story Pro comes in. So what does Code2Story Pro really do? In short, you paste your code, then you pick a tone like formal or casual. You pick an emotion. Maybe you want it to sound empowering or even frustrated like you were when you were banging your head on the keyboard. Then you pick a structure, tutorial, story first, or a problem solution structure. So then you just click the button that generates a blog post, and GPT-4, which is working in the backend, turns that code into a title, a summary, a full blog post, and 3 social media snippets that you can use for LinkedIn, Twitter, and Reddit. And all within 30 seconds. See, here's the real pain point. Let's dig deeper into why this matters. So writing clear code is important, but communicating what that code means is just as important, if not more. And it's not just a nice to have. It's actually like a super game changer for your job applications, for the team knowledge sharing, and for your own individual learning. And there's also the emotional friction to this, right? If you're a student who, you know, you might want to make your project sound inspiring, you want to inspire your teammates, your friends, maybe even your college professor, right? And if you're sending it to a manager, you want to sound formal. If it's your friend, maybe you want it to sound a little playful, right? And that flexibility is built into Code2Story Pro. And that makes it more than just like your random summarizer, right? It's not just a summary, it's a storyteller. And you want your code to tell a story. So let's look at how it works. Let's talk about this, how it works technically. Right? Here's how the UI, here's how the tool is built. The UI is basically made with Streamlit, and that's a Python-based library for front-end, and I use it for all of my projects. Really, it's very easy to do. If you're not familiar with my work, with my podcast as well, something I keep talking about, but yeah, if you're new here, that's something I use to build very quick front-end code. So the UI is made with Streamlit. It's very clean, fast, and web accessible. So what I used here was multi-select boxes to choose the tone, emotion, and structure. And when you click generate, it sends a custom prompt to GPT-4 through the OpenAI API. So the code is included in that prompt along with your tone and structure settings. So GPT-4 then responds with the entire formatted blog post. Then it breaks the response in 2 parts, like title, summary, blog, and social posts. Those get rendered in the app. So I just mentioned this earlier as well. You click on the generate blog and it will give you the title, summary, blog, and the social post for LinkedIn, Reddit, and so on. And all of this just gets rendered in the app itself, the website app in Streamlit. We also make sure that if the AI skips any section, the app doesn't break. And that kind of fail-safe matters when you're trying to build it for production. Honestly, I just built this out of frustration. I kept finding myself wanting to share projects, but not having the energy to sit down and write a full blog post from scratch. And I also thought, like, well, you know, this isn't something that I can, you know, I can use now. It was something I wish I had earlier, right? This is if AI was available to us at the time when I was starting out, this kind of tool would have really helped. And it's not to say that I have any regrets there, but just saying someone new who's just starting out, they can use this tool. So if you're new in the coding field, you just started out to become a programmer today, you want to be able to share your work with your recruiters or your teammates, right? And I just think, like, if it's something that I wanted to use now and I wish I could have used earlier, someone else has the same feeling. And if they're starting out as well, they can be going through the same set of motions that I'm going through, right? Because everybody wants to share their work, but just having to do all of that extra work to make it sound English, right? Or any language for that matter, right? You want your code to tell a story which you don't want to spend enough. I mean, you want to maybe focus on the next project, and code to story just takes care of this, I would say, manual work for you. And it's a manual work for me. It could be something that other people enjoy doing. And usually, if you're a developer, for me, I'm an analyst, and I don't enjoy, just telling a story all the time. There are times when I wish there's some automations there. So something like this tool would definitely help, right? You're an analyst, data scientist, something like this helps, right? And for me, it was taking like 3 to 5 hours to write something thoughtful. It's not because it takes actually 3 to 5 hours. It's just procrastination. And as someone who loves to build, it just feels like a bottleneck to me. Because I knew I had the code. I knew I had the insights. I just didn't want to spend a whole afternoon formatting paragraphs. And with GPT-4, I just realized I didn't have to. But I didn't want the output to feel generic. So I built this multi-select system. Now I can choose exactly what tone I want. Maybe one day I want to sound technical. Maybe another day I want to be more poetic, right? And that kind of flexibility is available in the app. You can obviously add more emotions to it. Train your AI to do that. So let's try to break this code down in plain English. First, we import the Streamlit library and OpenAI library and a few helper packages. So we set up the Streamlit app UI and input area. Then we let the user pick options for tone, emotion, and structure. And when the user hits generate, the app builds a custom GPT-4 prompt. And so it then sends that prompt to GPT-4 using the OpenAI Python client. And GPT-4 then replies with a formatted blog post. So we then pass that text and render it inside the app. And it's about 100 lines of code, but it creates something that feels like magic. So, I mean, I'm sure you've written longer pieces of code in your career, but 100 lines of code is not too much. But the thing is, it creates something which really feels like, you know, an uber cool thing. So let's look at some use cases for this. Here's how you might end up using Code to Story Pro. So I already talked about some of this, but just want to put it in a section, right? So you're applying for jobs and you want to turn your portfolio project into a blog. You want to teach something technical, but don't want to start from scratch. You're a PM or a founder who received some code and want a quick summary in plain English. Or if you're giving a talk and want to create a script or show notes from your code, you get to decide that tone. That makes it incredibly flexible. So what's next for this? What's next for Code to Story Pro? So I'm working on a few things where which is including like let users upload .py files directly instead of copy pasting. Right now it's a copy paste thing, so that is something I'm working on, and adding image generation. So basically turning code into diagrams. Again, you'll want your code to tell a story, and I'm aiming to add like more emotion and that piece to an image, right? So turn an emotionally engaging code into diagrams, right, in a way. And integrate with blogging platforms so you can one-click publish. That would be ideal. That would be something that would take an extended period of time, I think, but that'd be an interesting use case. And maybe letting you train a custom tone, like your voice, your style. So right now there's like more inbuilt tones, right? It's like more hard-coded tones. So like more custom tones, like how you want to exactly sound. And if you're someone who creates technical content, I want this to be your secret weapon. If you're turning your technical code into really amazing stories, well, the world is yours. So if I were to reflect, we are entering an age where communication matters more now than ever. And AI isn't just for generating code anymore. It's helping us explain, share, and connect. So the way we tell stories around our code can change careers. It can build communities, and now it doesn't have to take hours. So with Code to Story Pro, you don't just generate documentation. You generate meaning. So thanks for listening. And if you want to try Code to Story Pro, just drop me a message. I will be adding the link to what I've already built. It's a Medium blog and you can check it out. You need a Medium account for this. But if you want it for, if you don't have a Medium account, just drop me a ping on my Substack. So that is another place where I'm planning to put this code out. Just so you don't need a Medium account, and the Substack one is for free. So just drop me a message there. Again, links to both will be there in the show notes, and I'd love your feedback, right? And if this resonated with you, please share it with a fellow builder, a creator, or a writer. And until next time, just keep building, keep writing, and keep telling the stories that the code wants you to tell. Because you're amazing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.